Now we'll go on to point four, and we'll go back again to Mark chapter 1 just for our initial text. Mark 1:25-26, Jesus rebuked him, the evil spirit, saying, "Hold thy peace." In the Greek it's very strong, "be muzzled," and "come out of him." And interestingly enough, Jesus used exactly the same word to the wind and the waves on the sea. He said, "be muzzled." Very, very strong word. If you were to use slightly slangy language, you'd say, "shut up." It's very forceful. "Be muzzled. Come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Notice, Jesus only told the spirit to come out of the man. He didn't tell the spirit where to go. Many, many times, I can't think how many times, people have said to me, "Well, why don't you send them to the pit? Or why don't you send them to hell?" And I've heard of some people, incredible though it may seem, who send the evil spirits up to Jesus to be purified in the fire of his love. As far as I'm concerned, that is just plain nonsense. But it sounds nice to some religious people. The truth of the matter is, Jesus never consigned spirits to hell, to the pit, to the abyss, or any such place. He left them free to roam around, and in the case of the Gadarene demoniac, he indicated that they were perfectly at liberty to enter into the bodies of the swine. Let's look at a few other examples. Luke 8, we've already read the account in Mark, but let's look in Luke. It gives us a slightly clearer picture in this point. Luke 8, verses 31 through 33. "And they besought him," this is the evil spirits in the Gadarene demoniac, "that he would not command them to go out into the deep." Now the word in Greek is abyss. It's the same word that in Revelation 20 is translated the bottomless pit, which sounds so romantic, but it's actually the word abyss. They knew there was an abyss. They didn't want to go there, and Jesus didn't make them go there. "And there was an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would allow them to enter into them, and he allowed them. And they went out of the man and entered into the swine." We know the rest of the story. Notice that he did not command them to go to the pit. Revelation 20, I think we understand the reason why. Revelation chapter 20, verses 2 and 3 speaks about a time when there comes down an angel from heaven having the key of the abyss, called in the King James Version the bottomless pit. It says in verse 2, "He laid hold on the dragon," that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, "and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the abyss and shut him up." There was a time when Satan was to be confined to the abyss and he was to stay there 1,000 years. That wasn't entirely the end of Satan. He had one more brief escapade before God finally dealt with him forever. Verse 10 is the end of Satan. It says, "The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Notice the word tormented. This is what the demons were afraid of when Jesus came. "Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" You'll find that question is asked there in Matthew 8, 29. Let's turn to that scripture for a moment. Matthew 8, 29. This is part of the conversation between Jesus and the Gadarene, or the two men from Gergesa. And it's the spirits that are speaking, not the man. In verse 29, "Behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" They knew, and Jesus knew, there was a time in God's program when they would be cast in and would be tormented. But they knew that the time hadn't come, and Jesus didn't argue. You see, he was in submission to his Father's will and his Father's program. And it is not possible, I believe, for you and me to do better than Jesus did. As far as I'm concerned, he was perfect. His ministry can be multiplied in quantity, but it cannot be improved in quality. And if Jesus didn't cast them into the pit, I'm not even going to try. Mind you, there was a situation where I got angry with a particular stubborn demon that wouldn't come out of a woman, and I said, "If you don't come out, I'm going to send you to hell." I don't think I premeditated or planned that, and I stuck to it. And I really cannot say that I know exactly what happened, but when that demon went out, the last thing it said was, "Oh, it's so dark, it's so dark, it's so dark," in a very gloomy, mournful voice. So I have a kind of idea that that time I prevail. But that is certainly the exception. It is not the normal practice.